this is Debbie Mayer from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM in Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hello, I'm Anne Forbes Cooper, one of over 100 volunteer programmers at the new community radio station WGXC at 90.7 FM. WGXC is made possible by hard-working volunteers. There are many different ways to get involved. Please contact us online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Homespun Occasions, Old Time Square and Contra Dancing with caller and live fiddle music for special events, community celebrations, and school programs. www.homespun.biz or 1-800-908-HOME.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM. Good morning. This show is What is Music? I'm your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga. Until 10 a.m., let's wake up as always with that English family, the Watersons, singing Country Life.
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times, if choose I may, 'twon't be rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In winter when the sky is grey, we engine, we ditch our times away. But in the summer when the sun shines gay, we go rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning family music show, What is Music? And I'm your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga. And as I always say, what is music is a very big question, and it doesn't necessarily need an answer with words. We know what it is, probably somewhere deep inside, but the fun of this program is to collect all sounds, compositions, creations, ideas about music, and gather them together, and maybe someday answer that question, should we have the need? But it's a neat question anyway. But today we'll continue with our collecting, and today's show is number 3 in a series about the piano, and we'll focus in on popular American piano styles. Now, it's impossible to give time to everyone and every style that should be acknowledged when talking about popular American piano, but follow the lives of any one of the composers or performers you'll hear today, and there'll be a thread to learning more about the piano and the history of the piano, and it will open doors up to many other players and other styles. So what is music when we're talking about popular American piano music? And again, it's hard to say, but one thing I know, you can't leave joy out of the description. It's about rhythm and beat derived from other cultures, rhythms and beats from Africa and the Middle East, melodies and harmonies from Europe, and they're all put through a musician's ability to invent and create something unique and new. And I hear this music and I hear the sound of what it's like to live in a wild and young growing land, and I hear the sound of people whose ancestors lived and made music in other countries. So let's listen and start with a piece by a ragtime composer you surely know, Scott Joplin. Scott Joplin was born in 1867 and he died in 1917. During that time, he was known as the King of Ragtime, probably still is. He was born in East Texas and he studied with local music teachers. He played the piano, composed, traveled as a musician throughout the South and Midwest, and he ended up in New York City to sell his compositions. His biggest seller was the Maple Leaf Rag. But here's another piece of his called Elite Syncopation, and this is played by Max Marath. Yes, Max. That was Max Marath playing Elite Syncopation by Scott Joplin. So now we're going to move on to a tad more modern ragtime style. We're going to hear from the pianist from Louisville, Kentucky, Lou Busch. Born in 1910, Lou grew up listening to ragtime. He played the piano and composed and arranged. He later studied at Cincinnati Conservatory of Music and also toured as a pianist with ragtime bands and recorded for Capitol Records under the name of P. Diddy. Joe Fingers Carr. This is Lou Busch playing the Old Piano Roll Blues. Is that one guy playing the piano? I think so. Who was that masked pianist? That was Lou Busch playing the Old Piano Roll Blues. And what is a piano roll? Well, maybe you've seen a player piano. It's a great way to play the piano without paying for lessons. Maybe you've seen one of these things where you stick a roll of paper with holes punched in the paper, and the holes, the piano roll, this is known as, makes the hammers and the pedals engage with the piano strings. But someone needs to sit at the bench, and someone needs to pump the pedals to turn the roll. And it was a modern machine at one point. So here, let's see. Yes, I have a recording of an actual player piano. It doesn't say who's pumping the pedals, but the tune is called The Old Gray Mare. This is something that Lou Busch would have heard. Heck, I've heard a player piano too, myself.
Thank you.
like to see that piano roll. I bet it's filled with holes. That was the old gray mare played on the player piano. We don't know who's pumping the pedals. But let me tell you, one of the great funs at sitting at a player piano, and if you're pumping the pedals, is to make it go really fast. Faster than what we've just heard. And I think that was the idea of American composer Conlon Nancarrow, who was born in 1917, and he passed away in 1997. And in the spirit of invention, he was intrigued with the sounds and possibilities of the player piano. I'm sure he had a devilish streak after listening to this piece that I'm about to play. He wrote some compositions and learned to punch holes into piano rolls to create really some unique takes on the player piano. Here is, I should not be laughing, this is quite a serious matter. This is study number 3A from Studies for Player Piano by Conlon Nancarrow. American ingenuity at its best. You know, that was study number 3A by Conlon Nancarrow. And as I was listening, I got this image of Conlon as a little boy sitting in his parents' house, sitting on a sofa. Across the room is a player piano, and he's bored to death. And the imaginations just start to roll. Well, he executed them in a number of these piano player studies, and somebody had to do it. It reminds me, I forgot to have some coffee. Anyway, let's move on. You know, I mentioned the piano. Thank you, Conlon. I really do enjoy that piece. What was I going to say? Stereos are the way stereos are in households now. pianos once took the place of stereos, and everyone played. Piano ragtime playing wasn't just left to the pros. Pianos were common in households, and the way to learn ragtime pieces was through sheet music. You had to read music. Ragtime publishers in the 20s and 30s put out pieces by composers called novelty rags. And here's one called, I love the titles of these pieces and the names of the composers. Here's one called Nickel in the Slot. And it's written by composer Zez Confrey. This is played by a guy maybe you've heard if you've ever watched, if you're old enough to watch a Woody Allen film, you've heard the music of this pianist who is the master of jazz ragtime styles, Dick Hyman. This is Nickel in the Slot by Zez Confrey. That was Nickel in the Slot, played by Dick Hyman. I knew what was going to happen when the music slowed down. It was just going to speed up again and become really hard. A lot of people played that piece and learned it from sheet music. It's written by Zez Confrey. But no doubt about it, our piano heritage, our popular piano heritage in this country, comes out of New Orleans. And one pianist, composer, and band leader who brought this style to the forefront of American music was New Orleans pianist, and I said that, composer and bandleader, but he has a great name. His name is Jelly Roll Morton from New Orleans. And Jelly Roll said boldly that he was the innovator of jazz. In fact, he called himself, I think he said he was the inventor. Is that right? Lincoln, you're listening. Let me know when I get home. He was influenced by Spanish rhythms and French harmonies, and he created a New Orleans sound, which was the root of more popular music to come. I'm going to play a piece of his called Freakish, and this is performed by a pianist who plays around a lot in the city these days, Anthony Coleman. Thank you. That was Freakish, written by New Orleans pianist, composer, Jelly Roll Morton, and played by Anthony Coleman. Now, you can't really talk about New Orleans piano style without bringing up Dr. John, also known as Mac Ribbonack. Here he is playing Boogie Woogie style. Now, Boogie Woogie grew out of the sounds of Jelly Roll Morton, and the style was very popular in the 30s and 40s in particular. A basic left-hand repetitive rhythm of eighth notes, a steady stream in 4/4 time marks this style. It's a great song for trains, as Dr. John will demonstrate. Where did you go, Dr. John? Is he here?
Thank you.
Nice way to end a song. Dr. John playing Boxcar Boogie. That was a demonstration of boogie-woogie style. As I said, perfect for trains, as he illustrates. That's such a square thing to say. Illustrates. That was really cool. Next, Lincoln Mayorga. I captured him the other day at the piano and asked him to play Yankee Doodle in a number of different popular American styles. And he did it, and so here he is. So this evening, Lincoln Mayorga at the piano is going to be a sport, and I'm going to put him through his paces with a tune that everybody knows called Yankee Doodle. Lincoln is the only guy around here I know who can do this kind of thing at the piano. First, Lincoln, could you play Yankee Doodle as an early ragtime piece? Yankee Doodle in a boogie-woogie style. This is the last one, unless you have other ideas.
Thank you.
Yankee Doodle Latin American style.
Do a rumba, for example.
Thank you, Lincoln Mayorga, and I will take him up on his offer to play Yankee Doodle a la Mozart, Gershwin, and Aaron Copland for another show. Now we're going to move on to some cool, more modern jazz. And I'm going to kick off this section with a fantastic player who lives very close by in Cohoes, New York. And her name is Lee Shaw. Darn, she's the only woman on my program. Her name is Lee Shaw. Lee grew up in Oklahoma, and she studied at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, but really took to jazz and began playing in clubs and touring. Now in her 80s, she still maintains an international career. And when we're lucky, we get to hear her play in the area. So here is a recording, a composition of hers called Cool Jack. She's playing with her trio, and let me see, it's from an album called Blossom. That's not it. Wait. Lee, where did you go? You know, I'm going to play that one anyway. Oh, I'll have to do a whole Lee Shaw show after that. I can't find her. I see everything is messed up now. Anyway, I'm going to skip. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is actually another pianist I adore. His name is Cyrus Chestnut, and he's here representing a gospel style. He played piano at the age of 6 at Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Maryland, and at age 9 he studied at the Peabody Conservatory of Music. And he's a wonderful composer, arranger, and producer. Here he is combining his gospel style with the popular tune Lean on Me, and I'm going to look for Lee while Cyrus is playing. Thank you. That was Cyrus Chestnut playing his arrangement of Lean on Me. He's a great gospel and jazz pianist who was born in 1963. And you can catch him on recordings and performances. Now you're going to have to indulge me. You're going to have to pretend that you came to my house and I dropped all of my CDs all over the floor. And the pianist didn't show up. So I'm going to just scout here and see what's next. I'm going to start it and stop it because I have no other way to do this. Who's next? Who's next? Knock, knock. Ah, I found Lee Shaw. This is Lee Shaw, a pianist who lives in Cahoes and, gosh, catch her when you can. Here she is playing her composition, Cool Jack.
Thank you.
That was the dynamic pianist Lee Shaw playing her composition, Cool Jack. We can't leave out talk of cool piano without bringing up a very innovative composer and fantastic pianist who we can still hear. Born in 1920, he's still with us, thank goodness, Dave Brubeck. He was influenced by music he heard while touring Turkey, and he and his quartet recorded one of the most famous albums of all time called Take Five. The rhythm of jazz was just taken out of standard time, and the use of the asymmetrical rhythms from the Middle East was a new sound to our American ears. And here you'll hear Brubeck was not only influenced by exotic rhythms, but also by classical music, which he studied classical piano with his mother, and as jazz as well. So I'm going to go out with the performance is about 7 minutes of Blue Rondo a la Turk from the Take Five album, Dave Brubeck, and have a great weekend. This is What is Music with Sherry Bauer Mayorga. Thank you.
Thank you.